Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning, 49 degrees. The World Wide Web turns 30 years old today.
It was Al Gore who told CNN in the late 1990s.
I took the initiative and creating the internet.
Though it was actually Tim Berners-Lee who in 1989 put his idea to paper, linking information and computers.
You've got mail.
In what would become the World Wide Web, changing the way we buy stuff and how we consume news and entertainment.
We should work to give people the fullest free expression that is possible.
The internet made Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg a billionaire and changed how most of us, like this woman, talk to each other.
For everyone to know all of your business, all of the time.
Happy birthday, Internet. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man is dead after an accident in Cowley County Monday afternoon in Burden. Officials responded to a report that a man was trapped under a vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation determined the man had been working on a car. The car fell on him, causing his death. The Cowley County Sheriff identified the victim as 26-year-old George Fletcher. Supporters of expanding Medicaid in Kansas have tried to reassure Republican lawmakers with a poison pill that would end an expansion if the federal government backed off promises to cover most of the cost.
But Governor Laura Kelly's proposal this year dilutes the provision so that the state could continue expanding Medicaid health coverage with fewer federal dollars. It's a key difference from a bipartisan expansion plan approved by legislators in 2017 and vetoed by then-Governor Sam Brownback. Kelly has said her proposal is based on the 2017 legislation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has joined his colleagues from all 49 other states, the District of Columbia, and three U.S. territories in asking the U.S. Senate to enact the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act.
The bad guys are ahead of the good guys in terms of technology because it's become so cheap and easy with a laptop and a simple software program to generate tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes even millions of these robocalls. The high-volume callers are offshore, which is why it's so hard, if not impossible, for us to reach them. And they're making people's phones ring at just an incessant rate here in Kansas and elsewhere in the United States.
Schmidt says the nearly 48 billion robocalls made in 2018 made the number one source of consumer complaints to the FTC and the FCC. America's Democrats will descend on Milwaukee next year to nominate a candidate for the next presidential election.
At Monday's announcement, Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez said the countdown had started.
490 days, and we will have a discussion about how to retake our democracy.
Milwaukee beat out Houston and Miami for the 2020 Democratic Convention. Perez says Midwestern values will be a central message in an effort to show
Donald Trump and his Republican Party are an exception, not the direction of our country.
In 2016, President Trump won Wisconsin by less than 1% over Hillary Clinton, collecting all of the state's 10 electoral votes. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers are considering a measure to get the U.S. on daylight saving time permanently.
Plenty of complaints about making the change from standard to daylight saving time like we did this past weekend.
You never get your time to, you know, catch up because the time just gets away from you.
Horrible thing. Just completely horrible.
But some people love that extra hour of sunshine.
I like being outside, and it makes me happier.
President Trump weighing in with a tweet Monday saying, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Vern Buchanan, both of the GOP, have both introduced measures that would do just that. And more than two dozen states are considering laws to avoid the twice-yearly clock change. Hawaii and Arizona are permanently on standard time. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong storm system to the southwest is going to bring blizzard conditions to Colorado, but bring us rain and a few thunderstorms and gusty winds through Wednesday. Today's high 56 with occasional rain. Showers or a thunderstorm tonight down to 54. And tomorrow a high wind watch in effect. Wind gust up to 60 miles per hour with a high 65. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now rain, fog, 49. 9 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:35, entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward, and more problems for R. Kelly.
Yeah, the parents of one of R. Kelly's girlfriends says that the singer's camp is still preventing them from talking to their daughter. Jonjolin Savage, speaking at a press conference yesterday, addressing herself to her daughter, Joycelyn.
Joycelyn, if you do hear my message, please know that your mother loves you dearly. All the lies, manipulation, things that you've heard about your family, that we took money, that we don't want to see you. Those are all lies. And Mr. Kelly has deliberately kept you from contacting us.
The parents argue that Kelly has essentially brainwashed their daughter, tried to cut them off from her. But in a recent high-profile interview, Joycelyn said that she loves the singer and accused her parents of trying to shake down Kelly for money. This all comes as the R&B star faces multiple accusations of abusing women, including some who were underage. The singer has denied all those allegations. Fans of Elton John will finally hear his story in his own words.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Sir Elton John's autobiography is on the way. In case you missed it, he's telling his story in a memoir set to be released in October. This, along with a new movie about him, means he's got a big 2019 ahead of him. Rocket Man stars Taron Egerton, and it takes us through Elton's early years in the music business and opens in theaters May 31st. Drake has dropped a Michael Jackson song from his set list in the wake of the Leaving Neverland documentary. Drake had included Don't Matter to Me during the American leg of his tour last year, but didn't do it at his first UK gig in Manchester this week. He hasn't explained why. And Beyonce and Jay-Z will be recognized later this month for some of their achievements outside of music. They'll be honored at the GLAAD Media Awards for accelerating LGBTQ acceptance. The Carters will receive the Vanguard honor at GLAAD's 30th Annual Awards Ceremony on March 28th in Beverly Hills, California. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
The lives of two country music icons are headed to the small screen.
Lifetime announcing it's giving the go-ahead to a movie about the life and friendship of two country music greats.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. When the singers first met, Cline was already one of the biggest stars in the genre, and Lynn was just starting out. Cline took Lynn under her wing to help her make it in Nashville, and they soon became close friends, even touring together. Smash alum Megan Hilty will play Cline, and Broadway's Waitress star Jessie Muller is set as the coal miner's daughter's singer. Filming is set to begin this month, with the movie premiering later this year.
That's Fox's Anna Eliopoulos with that story. Well, today would have been the 50th wedding anniversary for Paul McCartney and his wife, Linda. Well, she passed away many years ago from breast cancer. They got married 50 years ago on this day. And here's some audio of Paul and Linda, along with Linda's 6-year-old daughter, Heather, interviewed shortly after they exchanged vows.
When did you decide to get married, Paul?
About a week ago.
What prompted it?
Just, you know, so we decided to do it instead of thinking about it.
Linda, how do you feel about it all? You're obviously terribly happy. How are you feeling this morning?
Terribly happy.
That sounds good enough.
Unquote.
Well, how about being the father to a 6-year-old child?
It's terrible. It's terrible. I hate it. I hate it. It's going to be a terrible burden.
I do. Horrible.
Yeah.
You're on the telly. Quick.
Today would have been Paul and Linda's 50th wedding anniversary. Actor Morris Evans passed away 30 years ago today. One of my favorite actors, quite honestly.
Planet of the Apes?
Probably know him as Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
In the tan leather coat. Very anti-Charlton Heston in that movie.
Yeah, he was pro-ape.
Yes, pro-ape, anti-human. And he played Samantha Stevens' father on Bewitched as the husband of Endora. Yeah. Yeah. So And of course, he was a great Shakespearean actor, but yet he's known for his roles in sitcoms and eight movies,
and TV.
In fact, he became a U.S. citizen during World War II, enlisted in the U.S. Army, did a famous GI version of Hamlet that cut the text of the play to make the title character more appealing to the troops.
How about that?
Became wildly popular.
Wow.
He was also a Batman villain. He played the Puzzler on Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. He was also the character of Hutch in the movie Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to warn his friend, Rosemary, that something's wrong with that baby.
Yeah.
And they, Hutch
really?
Met, I think Hutch met a bad end.
I think so. Yeah.
Evans has appeared in more American TV productions of Shakespeare than any other actor over the years.
How about that?
Yeah, he passed away 30 years ago today. Let's get a little Morris Evans from Planet of the Apes.
I see you brought the female of your species. I didn't realize that man could be monogamous.
On this planet, it's easy.
Chuck Heston getting off the good
I
line.
I love
there.
That.
I see you brought the female of the species.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Maurice Evans, he passed away 30 years ago on this day. Hey, let's check in tonight's show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
That's right. Daylight savings started Sunday, and everyone moved their clocks forward by an hour. So now Bernie Sanders is technically eating dinner at 2 p.m. That's just
all right. And I know Steve's been waiting for this. We love that on Tuesday morning we get our recap of what Steve watched last night on The Bachelor on ABC. Drama. Huge drama. As Cassie took her exit leaving Portugal.
I did make the right choice because I can't be here. Not because I don't care about him a lot, but because, like, I can't make a commitment as soon as Colton. Like, Colton wants a wife and a family to start a life with someone right now. And I want him to have that. So I don't want him to base any decisions off of me. I can't handle the pressure of being the girl that takes something that could possibly be really special for him away.
That's a lot of pressure there.
Boy, no kidding.
Get rid of that cheesy music. It might be all right.
Well, let me tell you what. Colton decided to fight for his love for
Colton.
Cassie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm fighting for something that's not possible. But I'm willing to do anything and everything. Because that's how much I love Cassie.
Oh, my. Drama. There you go, some Bachelor action last
kind of
night.
Kind of a groveling dog approach to
Steve McIntosh watching ABC last night. Hey, entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by the folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Yeah.
You may ask, what do they do? Well, they repair and install appliances.
Yes, they do.
It's pretty simple, and they do a great job at it.
Mike Napoleon doesn't talk about it a lot. He just does it. He's
just
not
does
like
it.
The Bachelor.
Yep,
there.
Yep. No. Gets the job done. Hey, if you need an appliance that needs help or installed, call Terry or Rachel. Get an appointment in there. 409-1525. 409-1525. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:42, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update with Bill Roy. Local advances in the human resource industry. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!